Okay, good morning, everyone. And welcome to this press conference corresponding to one of the films that is presented today in the official section of the San Sebastian Film Festival. It's a co-production between the United States and Spain, Life and Nothing More. We have, in this press conference, we have the director and screenwriter Antonio Méndez Esparza, actors of the film, Regina Williams, and Andrew Bleachington, and the producer, Pedro Hernández. So, whenever you consider it correct, ask your questions. Hi, good morning. I would like to ask a couple of questions. The first is something that I consider that the film reminded me quite a lot of the type of cinema films, indie films that you saw in the 1990s. And I'd like you to talk a bit about what do you think of my impression as regards the film. And then I'd like to talk about the screenplay or the script, that is to say. The film starts, and that beginning made me think that everything was going to be based upon the son. But then we see later on that, albeit you maintain the character of the son, but it focuses more and everything's related to the mother. But then at the end, we see the situation. It goes back to the son at the end of the film. So therefore, could you talk about how you wrote the script and how that idea came about, all of those twists and turns, and whether there are any other versions, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
As regards the indie films of the 90s, that's a bit of an inspiration. Yes, perhaps directors that work from Jarmusch or people of this type, I do feel perhaps inspired by those kinds of films and filmmakers. But it is true that at that time there were films that came out almost like an obsession or an instinct. Those films are of that period, where a lot of them are, I feel, participant in that movement. The many of the films that are made so far are being very instinctive and very difficult in the sense that at any given moment they might not come about or not be made. So therefore, and as regards the script, the truth is, and the actors didn't know the script to the film, the truth be said, but as we started a film, we shoot the film, they started to discover it, and each scene, they sort of constructed the scene. We were very open to what they could invent, discover during the shooting process. But, and then that question as regards to the structure, well, the truth is that's in the editing room where you make decisions on how things go. And I think the way it is written, we were going to go between both stories, the son and the mother, and then we thought perhaps focus on one first and then the other and then come back to the son again at the end. But when you make a film, and for better or for worse, I try to be very free in my process. And if I find any problem, or we find a problem together, we've always tried to confront it and see what's the best way out, the best solution, and not to try to do what I'm just thinking on, certain ideas, if they're not possible. I try to embrace what emerges at a given moment, and the idea that we couldn't combine both stories at the same time. Hi, good morning. Congratulations, I thought it was a splendid film, and I would like to ask Antonio, where did you find or how did you find this magnificent cast, and in particular this marvelous mother courage that Regina Williams portrays? Well, it was a thank you very much, first of all, for your kind remark. It was a process, which is a beautiful process, looking for these two actors, and also to get this was a world that I didn't know too much about. It was for me to write a film, pre-produce it, casting, and in film and shoot the film. All of that is linked together. So what you discover in the casting influences the script. What you discover in the shooting of the film affects the script. It constantly affects the script. Andrew, I met him at his high school, and I was looking and looking and looking, and we spent 6 months getting to know each other slowly but surely. He probably thought I was crazy, I'm pretty sure. And it was a process which was very beautiful. And then they started to rehearse together. It was much more difficult to find her because for Andrew, we could go to schools and we had the possibility of finding a lot of boys his age. But to find Regina, it was more difficult. We had to go to shopping malls and many, many places where we could find her. That took much more time. She didn't come to the casting. She came to accompany her sister, and then she encouraged, she said, well, okay, I'll do the audition as well. And then slowly but surely, in the end, we decided to work together with Regina. But the film, everything is a discovery for me. The cast, any person that plays a role, even if it's a small, the doctor, for example, for the characters are everything. We could, or they would all be here because they are the film, all of the characters that were portrayed. Yes. No, I didn't get the question. No, but they do embrace the idea. I think they embrace the idea of becoming actors. They embrace the idea of acting in a film. And that was quite instinctive for both of them, I think. Very quickly in that process, in the rehearsal process, they turned into actors. And during the film, which was a long process, they became even more actors. I remember a scene where Andrew had to come in, and it was a difficult scene, the moment when he fights against his mother. And Andrew, scene after scene, he would come in 100%. It surprised them because they laughed at the beginning. They said, don't laugh, because it's tough for him to do that scene. And he'd run in and try to be angry, and you would laugh. So it was an incredible process, nevertheless. Hi, I'd like to ask everyone, what was it to work like with little Renicia, the little girl? Very difficult to act and to work with a little girl like that. What do you have to say there?
It was pretty easy. Just because she's my real daughter. So we had it down. Just had to have kind of cereal and Happy Meals on standby, but it was easy. Now Andrew, on the other half, I can't speak for him, because they had scenes without me.
Yeah, for me, it was basically when it was easier to work with her, like when she was in the mood to do something, because otherwise it would be hard to get her to do this or do that when the script called for it. So basically it was like she kind of, just like any child, like at 3 years old, she basically kind of wanted her way, like in the sense, basically.
Yeah, it was a blessing for me that it was Regina's daughter, and so therefore she knew who she was, very close to her, so she knew who she was acting with. So it was very simple, I could say. But the truth is, there are difficulties that do arise during the shoot. Hi, good morning. I'm very enthusiastic with my colleagues. I love the film. Mr. Sparta, I would like to ask you that this story, that this story of the courageous mother and what maternity means is an excuse to talk about the enormous inequalities that exist in the U.S. Or on the contrary, if you want to give the same importance to both stories, what is maternity confronting them in that extremely difficult situations as the leading actress has, and then the social differences that exist in that part of the country? Well, thank you very much for your remark. I think that I always try to focus on the characters above all, and I always try to, and we've always tried to in this case, to show very realistic type characters who live in an environment which is a true possible environment, a specific environment, which is true to a certain extent. And there, everybody can draw their own conclusions, albeit the context is always very important for me, and the place in it itself and where the story takes place is important. But I wanted to tell a story about her and of him and upon that about the family. And as of there, you can talk about other more universal things. Well, all well and good. But that's all well and good. But I was very cautious at the same time. Even there are certain issues that the film deals with or addresses that I didn't want to enter into initially. But slowly but surely, through the casting process, and you get involved into different fields that you know nothing about before you go there. For example, the issue of religion, for example, I wasn't going to address that issue. It's not that a very important thing, but there are a couple of scenes that emerge. One, because of a coincidence, we're out in the street and this guy, a preacher, turns up out in the street. And then there's a scene in a church, because when we did the casting, the church allowed us the place to do the casting process for many months. I said, well, let's do a scene here. But there are many things that emerge almost of living in that city in that area. Thank you. Hi. I want to congratulate you again. Excellent performances by both actors. I hope this will be recognized in some way. But my question is precisely about how you chose the story, and without knowing the process of how it was developed, could you explain that a bit more? The truth is how that process came about, whether you were building a story as you were shooting the films, from what I've understood. I see that their names coincide with the names of their characters. What does that mean at the same time? Could you tell us all about that side of the story? Yes. It's difficult to say that how you find things. It's almost false if I would say everything is a result of chance and how marvelous to find everything. Yes, there was a map set up. We've got to go from point A to B to point B, or from point A to point Z. But and the way we shot with a very small crew for a long time, thanks to Mr. Hernandez, who gave us a lot of freedom to do so, this allows you to be able to investigate the acceptance that perhaps the script may change 5 months later on. Many of the scenes, especially at the beginning, are actors who turned up for the casting and the auditions, which were marvelous because of those initial interviews. But a story is about a mother and the son encounter some problems, and she's going to struggle to overcome that situation. But I'm always asking whether these things are impossible or possible. These two actors are the ones that illuminated me and helped me. Perhaps the scene in the park was the most difficult and was difficult to film because we really didn't know what was going to happen. We spent 3 days shooting that scene. We went back day after day. But that's probably one of the most dramatic scenes, are the most argumentative, are the most necessary to achieve the dramatic result. But they might seem as though they are a faker, but no. But when I listen to them, and they think about very simple scenes, I think when I listen to them and I see them, it made things much simpler. But I think that inspired me very much was the idea of the first neorealists of wanting to embrace, leave the story, embrace the present, embrace what happens, and that should be sufficient to maintain this dramatic or this drama that takes place. And that idea pursues me, obviously. But obviously, there's a moment in which you embrace the story to be able to finish the film off. But perhaps I've always got a conflict with both of those ideas. I would like to ask Antonio. Sorry, we can't hear him. We didn't hear the question, sorry. But this is quite curious. For me, it's easy. For them to identify themselves with the character. That is to say, the fact that both of you use the same name as in your performances. I think that Andrew, at a given moment, we were going to change his name. He said, don't change my name, I might get lost. But we didn't do it. We kept his real name, so as the character in the film. I don't know, perhaps, and this is quite curious, but you can play that the character might sound feel much more realistic if you use your own name. I don't know whether it helped you or not. Did it help you or not, Regina, Andrew? What did you think about using your own names in your character? Did that help you in order to perform your or to portray your character?
I like the fact that
A mí me gusta la idea de que...
Especially Niecy, because I know she wouldn't have answered to another name. She'd be like, Mommy, that's not my name. So I like the fact that they used our name. It made it easier, but we were going to change names.
Like the fact that we kept our names, I think simply because I believe it just stuck because like they said, they were going to originally change our names, but everybody on the set was calling me my same name, Andrew this, Andrew this. So in a sense, it kind of stuck. So I wouldn't see me using another name in this film here.
For Antonio, that's end scene in the park with the knife. Is that sort of explaining the problems that are taking place in the United States at present? And Pedro Hernandez, I would like to you. We were celebrating the gold shell for Magical Girl a couple of years back. Do you think it's possible you'll win the gold shell here again? Have you become the producer of interesting films in Spanish cinema? Oh, Miss Conchita feels very relaxed after asking a difficult question. You said silver, gold shell, and I wasn't listening to you anymore. But you asked Antonio something first, right? Yeah, the conflict, the racial conflict that exists in the U.S., perhaps. Well, I think that scene, it should speak for itself. I'm not too sure that it's that simple to... The scene happens in a moment in the story in very specific circumstances. I can't really tell you whether that summarizes the situation in the United States. I think that the film, not only that scene, but I think the film, the whole, what it for it, it well, the spectators will decide what they draw or what happens or what they draw from the film after seeing it. And as regards me, well, what happened in 2014 was incredible. We had no pretension of winning anything. It was a similar film because it was a humble film and it was a proposal which was beautiful. And we managed to end the film, and there are not too many people that wanted to finish that film, but with this project, the same thing has happened. Back say, Antonio took 5 years since we shot that film 5 years ago, and it won everything, that film we did back then. But because he's a very smart guy in many senses, in every sense of the word, because he knows how to tell a good story. When he told me this story, and it was a situation which wasn't easy to make it at the end of the day, but with what we have, we are very faithful to the film and the slate and so on and so forth. We hope you like the film, but Antonio got stuck in the middle there because it was an incredible story to read the idea that Antonio had in 50 pages. These are films that are very simple. That is to say, they're not films that you need €6 million for. They're very honest films. We just wanted to really narrate the story, and we had the good luck at that time, the good fortune of having two cousins that have got more money than us and back us up, who are producers of the film as well, and that have helped us to finance it and to be able to launch it. The truth is that in this film, there was a deadline because Antonio wanted to shoot it during the North American elections. And for us, that it forced us a lot to make a decision to not wait to try to fit in this project to the industry and later on, so therefore wouldn't be possible. So therefore, we were very happy to be here again because it's incredible that the San Sebastian Film Festival has backed us and allowed us to participate. The truth is, and Twitter, for example, this morning, which is very egocentric, for example, you send your tweets and people answer you, and well, okay, but it all depends on what your opinion is, and therefore. I said, no, no, let's enjoy San Sebastian. We always say that this city is beautiful. You know that very well. And how people love cinema and how you enjoy yourselves and we enjoy ourselves. And that's it. And we leave on Sunday, no matter what happens, whether we win or we don't win. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. Hi. Andrew, your character, did you construct it completely because you're very impassive apart from everything that's happening to you? Or what did you tell him as the director? How was that constructed? I think it's a mixture of the freedom that he has to develop his character and certain instructions, no more than a bit direct, but I think he had a lot of freedom to develop his character. What do you have to say, Andrew?
I felt like it was a little bit of directing and a little bit of the freedom of kind of building myself and creating myself, like getting into my character, thinking about how does this character feel, basically a process of becoming somebody else, like based on the storyline that we have developed throughout the entire film. But there was some directing, like a little revising, like let me more of this, give me a little more of that. But mostly, I believe it was just me having the freedom to build myself, build this character, and who the character is throughout the movie.
Any further questions? Hi again. I've understood by how the film ends, after what we've seen on the screen, the Andrew is going to involve his father again, or am I being too positive? It's a happy end, that is to say, when he speaks to his father and Andrew's going to go back to... He's not going to lose. He's not. You can answer the director. That ending. Well, it all depends on what you see about what happens when he meets his father. But at the end, the idea of this is complicated. I don't know how to say this, but the important thing is that he's confronting a very difficult situation, and to a certain extent, he confronts and he's prepared to establish that bridge and link, which is a very important step. What's going to happen later? Well, we don't know. But he's taken that step and he's overcome certain things, and so therefore he's going to keep going and progress. Any further questions?
Hola, buenos días.
Hola, hi, good morning. I'd like to know, what have you thought about how it's going to be accepted when it's premiered in the United States? Have you thought about that? We know nothing at all. We don't know. No, in Toronto, it was well accepted, but Toronto is Canada, as we know. But we're going to be, in a couple of weeks, it's going to be premiered in Miami. And the truth is, part of the press, the English press, is being very positive vis-a-vis the film. But we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea. There are several festivals that are backing the festival quite a lot, the film quite a lot. We don't know. We hope it can find a place to stay and it can be shown and let's see what happens. But we know that it's been well received so far, but we can't say no at all. We don't know. There are a lot of question marks here. We don't know in that sense what's going to happen. And even for me, another important thing that we've not done is to premiere it in the city where we filmed the film with the entire cast and the entire crew. And well, let's see what they have to say as well, the people in the city that live there. So we don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. Any further questions? Okay, well, this is the end of the press conference. Thank you very much to the entire cast and crew, and best of luck in the festival. Thank you.